Hello, everyone. This is Valandette94, and I am here to give you the talk. Yeah, that's right, the talk. That is T-U-A-Q, which means totally unofficial audio questionnaire. So, if you're ready, I'm ready, and we're gonna have a good time. I'm sorry, I can't keep that one up. You know, she might come back later in it, but you know, for now, I'm just gonna go back to normal there. Yeah, anyway, I am gonna do this questionnaire called The Talk. Yeah, there was a reason behind that weirdness, I promise. I didn't see. I heard this guy doing it a second ago. Okay, it sounds really, No, it wasn't a second ago. It was probably like an hour, hour and a half. Let's go with that. Yeah, so I heard him doing it. I was like, you know, these are some cool questions. Like, these aren't, and they're like so strict to sex and like phone sex and stuff like that. So I'm like, you know, that sounds like my alley. So it's nothing stupid like, how old are you? Where are you from? Give me your address. So anyway, I'm gonna just do this questionnaire now. Enough of that talking. And just warning, I am liable. I am so fully liable to just slip into an accent at any point. So I apologize to the listeners. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. Oh, and I've also like got high like a couple, okay, maybe like an hour ago. So that's additionally here. That's exciting, right? Pothead for the win. What? Nope, not gonna go there. Anyway, let's just refocus here, guys. I'm gonna go to the first question now. Let's see how that works out. Okay. Question number one. On your erotic scale, where does erotic audio rank when compared to other forms of audio entertainment, and why? Well, question number one, if you must know, I could maybe have an addiction to porn. I'm gonna be honest with you. I really like porn, and it's not even because it's great. It's not like I just find a clip that gets me off every time, because that's not true. I usually have to, you know, watch a couple clips, you know. It's kind of like a group effort. It just, you know, and then you get different clips that are like your different kinks, but it's like all at the same time, so it's like building, and then you just watch that one, and it's just like, it's the bee's knees, and you just, gah. Sorry, this is why I have an addiction. I'm just so enthusiastic about pornography. So I would say, like, you know, video, porn, like that kind of stuff. That's my first one. But, I mean, I think audio would be underneath it. Like, it's like those two are pretty close together, but, like, porn's always going to be more just because it's, like, visual, you know, all that. But I really do obviously enjoy audio. I mean, there's nothing I can go on record, on any record that you can find. There is nothing remotely sexier than a man moaning. And, oh, and ladies, don't feel left out, because some of you girls, myself included, you got some sexy voices. And, you know, that's, oh, it's nice. The only thing, I'm just kind of apprehensive with girls. No offense, girls, like I said. But some of you, your voices, the way you do it, it's like that, I'm gonna be real with you guys, right? Since I watch a lot of porn, you know, every now and then I'll get a clip that's like the kind of Asian, I guess. Asian, what do you call it? But it's like that stereotypical Asian, like where they have gigantic tits and they're like obviously fake and their hair is like, you know, extensions for days, and they just have these really high squeaky voices. Like, I don't know if they're trying to like pull off the little girl thing, but like that's not all the way how you do it. But that's pretty much my only, I'm sorry, maybe that's a turn off. It might be later on in the questions, but that's just one of the things with girls, with the ladies, is when you got that like squeaky ass voice. Because you can do a little girl voice. I think you can. You can do that shit successfully. But, and it doesn't have to be that squeaky, like, oh, yeah, oh, just like that. Oh, yeah, just like that. Like, no, please don't. Please don't. I just went on a rant, but like, no. So I like, moral of the story is, I enjoy listening to audios, and I can listen to the ladies too. I like girls, they're cool. But just none of that squeaky shit. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Question number two. How long did you lurk on GWA before you posted an audio file? And were you coaxed into posting your voice? Well, question number two. No one coaxed me into posting my voice. Like, no one knew it existed. I wasn't even on this site. Like, okay, so let's answer the question. Oh, super, sorry. Super unladylike. What was I saying? Right, lurking. I don't think I lurked hardly at all, because the way I found GWA was, there was this guy, and I'm sure a lot of you like him, but I'm not going to say his name, because he can just suck a dick. I'm bitterness towards him, but he was kind of a big deal here a couple months ago on GWA, and he's very British, but he was on, like, Literotica or something, and I just, like, kind of followed him to GWA, because I was like, oh, that sounds cool, and wouldn't you know, GWA is so much better than Literotica. Like, God, I never interacted with a soul there. It was literally just listening to that guy's, like, audios. So, really, GWA, oh, God, don't even get me started. It's great. So, once I found it, once I realized there was, like, a shit ton of people on here doing the same thing that, you know, I like to listen to, I was like, sign me up, bitches. So, literally, it was, like, less than a week. I feel like, I mean, maybe someone else has, like, the actual schematics to my timeline, but I don't really think I waited that long. I found it. I signed up probably that minute, and then within that week, I had posted my first audio. Well, my two, because I did, like, a shit ton at first. Like, I had, like, 3 audios within, like, 2 weeks, which is kind of a big deal to me, because I'm, like, a procrastinator for days. So, yeah, I didn't lurk, and nobody made me do it. I'm just a horny little bitch. Not a bitch. I'm not a bitch. I'm actually a sweetheart, but I am a horny little, you know, little tart. So, question number three. Have you voiced about your deepest, darkest secret desires in GWA? Will you? I mean, I haven't, like, formally been like, ooh, you want to know my dirtiest kinks? Here they are. But, like, I'm going to do audios about them eventually, because I think it's important. Well, not all of them. Let's be clear here. Not all of them, because some of them are, oh, God, I don't even like to really think about the fact that they turned me on. Let's not even. But, no, I mean, I haven't. Yeah. I mean, I might. So there's, like, a little will you at the end. I might. Most of them I feel like I will. I'll do some sort of audio. Like, I did my first, like, daddy one the other day. And then I just did a brother one. And, like, in my head, I'm like, God, people are going to think I'm a freak and that I want to fuck my family. But, like, it's not even that. It's just, you know, one of those things. I can't explain it. It's just how it is. So, if you don't like it, GTFO, brah. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, I probably will voice my darkest desires. Yeah. Number four. God, I cannot read. again, hi. Which GWA recording is your favorite, and which one of your own recordings do you like the most? Well, I could never pick my favorite GWA recording. No, I couldn't do that. Well, maybe I could. I could maybe tell you, like, my favorite users. I could do that. I don't really feel too bad about that. If people hate me, whatever. But, yeah, I can do that one. And, yeah, so for my favorite recorders, I like Hi No Name. He's a gem. Super happy that he, like, didn't quit when he said he was. I was like, fuck, everybody's leaving. God damn it. That's literally not just him, but, like, the people that were leaving. I was like, fuck this, I'm out. What is the point of being here? All these sexy motherfuckers are leaving. So, yeah, he's one of my favorites. He's a cool guy. I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't, like, hang out with him on Tuesdays or anything, but, you know, he sounds cool. Who else? There's that one guy, you know, the one, I'm sure people who've been here know who I'm talking about. He who shall not be named. Let's go with that one. So he's one. and then I like, there's somebody in it, right, the guy that I heard that I found this from the talk thing. His username's Kissing Your Clavicle, and quite enjoy him, actually. I haven't, like, ever engaged in any sort of conversation with the poor guy, but, like, I really enjoy his audios. It's got a nice thing going on, and I usually, honestly, I feel like, other than Hi No Name, I'm, like, I never listen to anybody with, like, American accents. It's always, like, Hispanic or British or Australian, so, I mean, the fact that those are, like, the only two American guys I listen to, I mean, that's a big deal. You guys should feel special. yeah, so there's that. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I guess I can listen to girls and stuff, but I don't search it out, you know. I could tell you probably some usernames of girls, but, like, I couldn't tell you I've listened to a whole audio of theirs. I just know that guys like them, and I see their names a lot, but... Actually, that's a lie. That is such a lie. God, I'm such a liar. I don't know if she's still here, but... Oh, there was this girl. Oh, she had the loveliest little British accent. God, I just wanted to, like, fuck her. I had her on my Spotify, not Spotify, fuck, SoundCloud. What was her name? She had, like, oh, I remember, okay. Her name was, A Shy Exhibitionist. And she just posted a shit ton of audios. And she had this, like, cute little British accent. It was killing me. That is a girl right there. She is probably one of my only female people. And that girl, she had it going on. I was jealous. That was part of my reason for leaving. I'm not gonna lie. It's not like that. But I was like, man, she's really good at that. And she posts so much. And I was like, I'm not like that. So I'm just gonna check myself out. But yeah, I don't know if she's still here. I haven't seen her, like, username. But if you're listening, hey, how's it going? question number 5. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Well, if you must know, I like guys in button-down shirts. Oh, God, it kills me. Like, just give me a good white button-down shirt. Like, it doesn't even have to be long sleeves, but that helps. Because, you know, they can, like, undo the, like, sleeves and, like, roll the cuffs back. And, God, that's the sexiest thing ever. So, like, a white button-up shirt and, like, a tie. Or a bow tie, because, you know, Doctor Who, reppin'. bow ties are cool, what can I say? Oh my God, but yeah, just like a tie and a fucking button down. And I don't care what you wear underneath. You could just be, like, wearing some tidy whitey. I'm kidding. That's not hot. I'm sorry. No. But yeah, so that for guys. I like skinny jeans. I don't know if that's so stupid now, because I'm, like, not in high school. But, like, I still... If I see a guy in some skinny jeans, and, like, sometimes they have, like, really nice butts. Like, that's a thing for me. I like guys with really, like, just cute-ass butts. And the girls, too, obviously. But, God, skinny jeans. I'm sorry. They will forever get my ovaries just excited. That has nothing to do with being aroused, by the way. Oh, my God. I feel so bad for the people that are listening to this. So, yeah, and on a girl, you know, I'm gonna be honest. I've said that, like, 5 times. I guess it depends on the type of girl I'm looking at, because I like when I think it's hot when a girl wears, like, a button-down, too. I feel like I'm copying this one, that fucking Kissing Your Clavicles audio so bad, but I swear I'm not, I promise. It is just, like, what I think's hot, too. But yeah, girls in, like, the button-down shirts, because it's so fun to just, like, unbutton somebody's shirt slowly and see, like, their chest just reveal itself. Like, that's, like, the sexiest foreplay. It's great. Or, like, rip it open. Like, how many times do you see that? Who wants to worry about, like, pulling someone's shirt over their head and their earring getting stuck in it or something? Like, God, no. Button-ups. Way of life. That's all I'm gonna say. So, now that we've addressed the button-ups get me moist... Let's go to question number 6. What do you wear to bed? I usually wear a t-shirt and underwear. Sometimes, last semester, I really did not ever wear a shirt. Well, I kind of had to because I had a roommate, didn't I? But, like, towards the end, I definitely didn't wear a shirt. I was like, fuck it. It's hot. Or no, it's not hot. It was winter. But I just didn't want to wear a shirt. So I didn't. And probably when I came back from break, I... didn't wear a shirt, but like lately I've kind of been wearing a shirt. I don't know. And it's usually just like t-shirts. You know, I'll have these little dorky t-shirts, you know, I'll be like Spider-Man, Superman, fucking Doctor Who, and some undies. So that's my life. Question 7. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? Well, I have like 5,000 desks in my room, literally 5,000. So those are fun. Just, oh, but you know, it's not as sexy as they make it sound in the movies and the books. Cause yeah, that wasn't fun. Cause like, especially if your thighs and your butt, your, I don't know what you call that place, but like where your butt meets your thighs, like that little, you know, section of sexiness. But whenever it's like on the fold of the table, you know, it's like the wood cutting into your like fucking legs. That's not fun. So if you can lift, you know, give my thighs a good lift or I can wrap them around your waist, we're gonna have a good time. But yeah, tables are pretty fun though, because it's like, you know, you're just chilling out and they're just pumping away, standing up, which is hot. So what else? Whoa, what other places? My roommates have sex on the couch. I haven't. I just don't feel like doing that. But I feel like it would be fun. Like if they were sitting in the couch like upright and their back was like, you know, along the back of the couch, like you're supposed to sit on it, and I'm like straddling him. I feel like that would be really fun because it would be comfy because it's like, you know, a couch and it's like, you know, cushions and stuff, and it would be bouncy. So you could just like bounce on that dick. And that sounds like fun. So yeah, bounce on that dick. Where am I? Oh, question 8. Has food, such as whipped cream or chocolate, for example, come into play during sex? If yes, do tell. Yeah, no, sorry. The only closest sexually erotic food thing that's happened was a popsicle. And that was fun. That was fun. But it was like summertime, you know? I mean, just imagine like, okay, I'm painting a picture for you guys, you know? Little tease, I am. There was this guy, summertime, it was hot outside, we could hear the, you know, the cicadas just chirping in the background in the night. We're sitting in his, where were we? Were we in his car or on his porch? Fuck, we were somewhere, but it was like out in public, like, I'm not kidding you. Oh, no, I think we stopped, it was like by this pond, I remember. And we both had like popsicles because we were, you know, it's like fucking hot outside and, you know, whatever. But I had my popsicle, and I was, like, sucking it rather suggestively, if you know what I mean. And, you know, just, like, going down in this poor popsicle. And, you know, he's looking me up and down. He's like, man, I like what you're doing to that popsicle. And so, like, I mean, eventually we made out, and our tongues were, like, all fruity and stuff. And, like, I had this little nub of popsicle left, and I just, like, kind of ran it up and down his abs. And then, like, licked up the... Oh, God. These memories are getting me a bit excited. But, yeah, I mean, just licked off the excess popsicle juice. Doesn't that sound sexy? So, yeah, that's the only time, I guess, food's come into it. But I didn't really think of it as food. It was more like, you know, a treat. Okay. Question 9. After a night out, have you ever woken up in the morning next to someone you really didn't know? No. No, I don't do the whole sleeping over thing. If I'm going to hook up with somebody, they're going to fuck me. Maybe, you know, lay in my bed for a second or two, but then you're going to go. I'm sorry. That's just how I am. I'm not like, oh, hey, stay and cuddle, please. It's like, no, you just used me. Go away. I mean, it's not that bitter. That sounds bad. But, you know, I have a mutual understanding. I know what it's like. You know, you just want some pussy. I just want some dick. We help each other out, and then you're going to part ways is all there is. So, no, I haven't woken up to him. But I have had some immediate regrets after just hooking up with a guy. Oh, God. There was one guy senior year. Oh, God. That was just not a good time. But, but anyway, he was just like a fucking weirdo. Ugh, yeah. Learn from your mistakes, kids. Learn from your mistakes. So yeah, no, never woken up to anybody, but I have regretted a time or two. Yep. Question 10. Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? Ooh, that sounds yummy. Or if not, is it something you would ever do? Hell yeah, it's something I would do. That shit is on my bucket list. Or my fuck it list, if you know what that is. Fuck it list is a list of people you want to fuck before you die. and or things sexually, I guess. That's what I'm going to use it for. So on my fuck it list, I have a threesome and I got like an orgy. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to manage an orgy, but we're going to make it happen. I'm thinking me in One Direction. What do you think? I mean, and I just got downvoted. but yeah, oh God, I want to do a threesome so bad. I feel like it's so tangible too. Like, I feel like it wouldn't even be that hard if you found the right people. It's not like some crazy mystical event. You can just like find these two people that you like. I don't know. And to be specific, I want to do both of the types, you know, that I would be considered in. Well, I guess you could do a girl, an all-girl one, but I don't know if I'd want to do an all-girl one. I guess I would do one with another girl and a guy. Maybe an all-girl one. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, I definitely want to do one with a girl and a guy and with two guys. Really excited for the two guys one. There's literally not much sexier to me than a guy that's, like, comfortable with the sexuality and, you know, cool with hooking up with a guy. Like, it doesn't make you, I mean, even if you think it makes, I don't care what it makes you. It just makes you sexy to me. So, please, guys, go out there and just get with some dudes, because that's sexy as hell. Just like me, too, like girls. It's really sad when you find this, like, perfect person, and they're like, nope, no vaginas, please. It's quite sad. But, yeah, so threesomes are most definitely a thing of my life. Okay, this is really fucking long. I apologize. I need to hurry up. Okay, question 11. Well, because I might not do another Q&A in, like, ever. So I might as well, you know? Question 11. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? Ooh. Well, I feel like they call them a switch. Is that the term? In the BDSM community is a switch. I think I'm a switch. I'm pretty sure. That's what I am. But I just, you know, I can switch back and forth between being a dom female person, madam or whatever, and being a sub. I feel like I definitely started off as a sub. So submissive. But, you know, just as I get older, I find myself turning more into a dom and wanting to just, you know, take control of men, to, you know, push him down on the bed and crawl on top, use handcuffs and gags, and oof, just hot. It's just hot. I can't explain it. Just how it is. So, either one. Either one sounds like a party to me. Just as long as everybody's having a good time, let's do it. Question 12. When you are nearing an orgasm, what word or phrases will make you come? I guess I like daddy. Like, if they're like, come for daddy, come on, come for daddy. Yeah, I'd probably come from that. Or maybe if they said, I don't know, yeah, just like when they're telling me to come for them and they're like, oh, give me that cum, or come over me, or I don't know. I think I like it better when they like kind of ask me, like, you know, with the come for me, please, baby, like stuff like that. Like, that's hot, yeah. They could call me little girl too if they want. That shit's hot. Yeah, when they're like, come on, little girl, come for your daddy. I gotta just keep going back to daddy. Daddy's a thing. I have a gigantic daddy erection for everyone who ever wanted to know. So there you go. 13. Do you have multiple orgasms? And what is your record number of orgasms in one day? Oh, in one day? Damn, I thought it was just gonna be like one setting. In one day, it's like 7. In one setting, I think it was like 3 or 4, I feel like, yeah. So yeah, I do have multiple orgasms, and I get quite pissed off when I only have one. I'm a greedy, greedy girl, yeah. 14, which fantasy do you wish could come true? Threesome, orgy, yeah, stuff like that. I like, what's another fantasy that I like? That's like kind of tricky to make work. I mean, I want to say, like, a rape fantasy. That's so fucked up. Like, that's one of the things I feel bad saying out loud. But it's still so heavily one of my things. But no, like, I don't want to be raped. But I guess I would. But it would have to be, like, obviously, like, a kind of fake rape. Like, I don't know, it had to be someone I knew, someone I approved of, thought was sexy, and, you know, that I trusted and all that shit. You know, they don't have to be my husband or anything, but just, like, I have to, like, know them. I don't want to be, like, a complete fucking stranger that's, like, randomly doing it, because it's terrifying, because you don't know if they're gonna, like, take your skin or something, which is, ugh. So, no, I don't want one of those rapes, but I want something that's, like, not very planned, so it's still exciting, but definitely something like that, and I don't know why, just how it is. Question 15. Have you and a lover made sex videos, and have you shared them with anyone else? No, I haven't made one with a lover. I've made a few masturbating videos, back in high school, so highly illegal. You know, I said I was 18 and all the different forum shit, but, I think I only put it on, like, XTube, and then I don't even know if it ever got put up correctly, because I think I went back to look for it, you know, just to see how it looked and if anybody had commented, and I couldn't even find it, so it's just in the deep, dark trenches of, like, porn land, so there you go. But yeah, that is all I've done. Jeez. Question 16. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go find a private place? Do you tell? I feel like that happened because I was listening to an audio. Because I was like, oh, I can listen to an audio. I'm not going to get that excited. You know, I'm not going to find this so erotic that I have to touch my vagina right now. So I did that. I did it. And I feel like it was recently. Like, I mean, I've probably done it before, but oh, God, what mistake did I make? It was somebody. Someone. Like, I did not expect the audio to be that good. And it was. It was fantastic. And, oh, my God, my pussy. I can't explain how just tender it was when I finally touched it. It was like the blind man seeing for the first time, I swear. Oh, God, what was that? I mean, to answer the question, yeah, I have. But I can't tell you who it was. I want to say, I don't know, I'm giving this guy a lot of praise, but, like, I want to say it was that kissing your clavicle guy, but I don't know. I feel like it was, though. I feel like it was, because it was recently. I don't know. I know, like, I listened to Spurious's, you know, and, he had one that was, like, for public, but I don't know if I think I did listen to it on the bus once, which tells you something about me, seeing your gay hair driving the bus. Yeah, so I think I did that one, but, like, not as wet as this got me. I really do think it was kissing your clavicle, and if I had to guess which audio it was most likely that one. Yeah, that one. It was most likely the one with the oral sex. Oh, fuck. It was probably that one, if I had to guess. Oh, man. I can't even imagine how... Oh, man. That was probably horrible. I've listened to that one so many times. Oh, I can imagine the very first time I listened. I feel like that was it. Yeah. So, there you go. Thanks for doing that to me, clavicle boy. Thanks. I appreciate it. 17. What part of your body... What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous? I can't read. Erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way. Describe. Nipples. My nipples are so sensitive. Oh, put your mouth on it. That's one thing. It just kind of, you know, wakes me up. Start sucking on it. That's another thing. God, just... Oh, sucking on my nipples. Nibbling on my nipples? Oh, God, I can't explain the amount of juice that... yeah. Nipples. Also, a gigantic fan of the neck area. I'm sure this isn't even original, but somebody biting my neck, you know, give me a little hickey, whatever, fuck the hickeys, but just biting my neck and licking it and sucking it and just, yeah, that is great. So, yeah, that's what you should do. That. God. Oh my lord, I need to hurry. Fuck, it's like 30 minutes. I'm taking too much time. And my voice is getting all gross. Excuse me, I'm gonna be very unladylike for a moment. Okay, yep, sexy. So, question 18. How much does size of cock, tits, pussy matter to you, and why? Well, as for tits, I think I'm highly against breast implants. I don't know. I just don't like it. Don't think it's attractive. It looks really fake. You look like a Barbie doll. Apologies to anyone who has those. I just don't find it attractive. I don't know why people do. Natural tits all the way. I don't care if they're saggy. I mean, I care if they're saggy, but like, you know what I mean? There's like that natural like sagginess to like tits when they're a certain weight and like, you know, a certain cup size, so, like they're gonna sag, but they're still so fucking beautiful and just soft and oh, great. So, I mean, I guess that it does matter, but not too big. And I think I used to be kind of mean about the little tit thing, but I kind of think it's cute now. You know, it's cute. It's cute. I can deal with it, you know, because I'm kind of into like a little androgyny thing when it comes to girls. So, yeah, I'm okay with little bitty titty committees. Cock. Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm a bit biased because, you know, the guys I've been with, most of them have been pretty well endowed. I mean, not like so much that I'm in pain, but like average, I guess. I mean, so maybe not well endowed, but like nothing that made me like, you know, really nervous. There was one guy, he looked like a little one incher. I'm sorry if you have a one incher around listening to this, but no, I was, and I just have bad memories of him anyway, so negative association things there, sorry. But I mean, I guess I could still work with it. I'd probably still like suck a guy off if he was little, but like there's literally no point in having sex with that. Can't feel it, sorry. So yeah, size of cock. And I've always had this fear that if a guy's too big, that it's, like, gonna hurt me. Like, you know? Because sometimes when you press back too far, like, you know, when I'm fingering myself and stuff, and, like, if I, like, by the grace of God, just, like, get to that, like, to my cervix or something, like, it's so painful. Like, no, I don't want a cock ramming into that. So, yeah, I guess for most of my things, it's, like, in the middle. Average, I'm acceptable to, like, not perfect, but, like, my ideal is, like, average. I'm cool with that. 19, what is your idea of good foreplay? Making out, I guess, you know, rubbing around on the body, giving them a few kisses, biting the neck, and then, you know, maybe slipping a hand inside my shirt, you know, pinching my nipples, stuff like that, you know, groping and kissing and tongues are always nice. So yeah, you're doing that, and then, I don't know, I feel like you kind of progress from making out and doing that kind of thing, and then you progress to, you know, like, oral, you know, it's like you're, like, kissing down somebody's body, taking off their clothes, and you suck their dick, or lick their pussy, whatever. I mean, that sounds good to me. So, yeah, I mean, maybe just a little dry humping, just like, you know, rub your body against mine, get me a little wet, yeah. Oh god, I am something. There's a reason I'm here. Horror alert. Question 20. Have you role played, and what is your favorite role play? Yeah, I've role played. I like the daddy daughter thing. Don't know why. Just one of those things. I like having a daddy, and I love being a little princess. But I'm not always a princess. Keep that in mind. I can be a very, very bad little girl when I need to. So keep that in mind. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. I know you were so enthralled, but the questionnaire is over now. So, and as most of you know, probably from my other audios, I'm not very good at signing off. So I'm going to say goodbye, and then I'm going to just turn this thing off, and then I'm going to upload it. And hopefully people find it interesting. If you don't know what to tell you. This is just who I am. This is what I find sexy, and maybe later on in the future, or for, like, our recordings or something, I'll do, something more personal, you know, like, how old are you? what do you look for in a boyfriend? And that kind of, cheesy stuff. So I see myself probably doing one of those again. But for now, that is all there is, children. It has been 35 minutes. That is utterly ridiculous. If you've made it this far, balls to you, because that's amazing. I probably wouldn't have, unless it was somebody with a very interesting voice and stories. So, yeah, actually, that's a lie. I've done this plenty of times, actually, listening to audios that are, like, half an hour long. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm gonna go. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you listen to my other stuff, because I am certain it'll be way better than this. So if you think this is boring, I'm sorry. But, like, I thought it was interesting, so, what do you do? But anyway, I'm gonna go. Thanks again for listening, and, peace out. People still say that? I don't know.